1485 AM.
Question. Some of us are crazy. We go out to better our last year time. We go out to attack those hills and love the downhills and get into a bunch for all the flats. And some of us do it just for fun, just to finish the day. This is, I'm kind of, my friends are starting it. Well, it could take 10 hours for some.
I think a beer would be a nice way to finish the day.
Yeah, but for me, it's become a passion. I've been cycling for a good 8 years now. And 94.7, the whole thing for me now is riding for a purpose. It's a race. I'm out to get a personal best, hopefully, even though it's a horrible course now. But we love that. We wouldn't want it to be easy.
Tell us about that. Tell us about the course.
So the course, we start out in Steyn City. You head uphill and you head uphill and you keep heading uphill into Woodmead, and then you jump onto the highway, which is amazing. They clear the highway and we get the whole of the M1 south into town.
And a lot of motorists are going,
"Rrr." Oh, it's one day of the year.
Exactly. It's a couple of hours. It's one day. You know, yes. Get over it.
Instead of getting grumpy, come and support us.
Exactly.
Yes. And then we go through town up just over into Nelson Mandela Bridge, which is always fabulous.
Okay, with you, yes.
Yep. And then Jan Smuts.
Okay.
Lovely downhills through there.
Come back down, all the way down.
Down, so one little grace period. Yep. And then uphill again through Ramberg into up Malibongwe. And out past, now they've changed it. We used to go into the N14. Yep. And now we go past the Lion Park and in back into Steyn City again.
Okay. Okay, so now how long does the race take you?
Yes. So that varies. Dependent on if you are some of the top guys, they finish in a good 2 hours 15, 2 hours 30. Your beginners will probably take 5 to 6 hours to finish it, sometimes 7 if you have a mechanical.
7 hours of riding.
Yeah, but there's a lot of stopping.
Stop
in that
and
7
walk
hours.
And have a chat and go to the pub. And
for me, I'll be going for around three and a half hours.
That's quick though, hey?
It is. It's a lot slower now that they've changed the route.
Yeah.
But it is. I don't want to be out there all day. Things
so
to do.
How does the heat impact on you? I mean, it must be when it's a hot day, it must be really hard to get moving, stay moving.
Yes, no, hugely. You sweat a lot. You take a lot more water. And if you run out of water, it's always good to stop and fill up your bottle again. So the heat does affect it, but the wind more so. We hate the wind more than the heat.
Tailwinds are good downhill.
Tailwinds are fabulous. But the headwinds, you've got to be strong to head into them. And that's often at that stage where you try to find someone that looks like an Iron Man.
Yes.
Big calves, big shoulders.
Yes.
And you hide in that slipstream as much as possible.
Does it actually work?
Yes.
I'm surprised because you've got a body that is like that wide, and you hide, get behind this person, and it sort of pulls you along a little bit.
So you know your famous car adverts where
you see
the Audis and the BMWs in the wind
fine,
tunnel?
Those they're about 3 meters wide. But
you know at the end of the car you get that gap above the boot where you don't see the wind? That's the gap I fit into in a nutshell.
It's all technical, eh? All right, so back to Karen. Tell me about what is the race about, and you're hoping to raise money. Tell us about what the purpose is and how much you're planning to raise.
Well, like you alluded just now, the race is, it was Keith's idea. He felt, you know, that he could get cyclists to cycle because that's what they like doing, and then raise funds for the Salvation Army because we've got something to raise funds for the work that we do. And unfortunately, Keith got sick. And he could not see this this through because he couldn't cycle anymore. So he felt it. But he's already designed the shirt and he did the groundwork, basically. Mm. And so this year we thought, you know, why not? We employed a national fundraiser. And that was one of the ideas. Why don't we take part in the cycle race? And when that was mentioned, I said, well, you know what, actually some of the work is done. So let's just build on it. And we started immediately. So the idea was to get 20 riders so that we could have a corporate group, and then each rider raised 6,000 rand. We unfortunately didn't get 20 riders. We've got 6 that are riding, and that they're raising funds for this.
Is each rider raising funds independently? Or they're doing it as independently?
No, they do it independently, yes.
Right. And so how do how do the rest of the public get involved? What would you like them to do? Where's the money going to come from?
Well, the public sponsors the riders. Mm-hmm. And we have marketed and we have broadly said, you know, made it known to the public that we're part of the 94.6. So it's difficult to raise funds outside of the riders because, you know, people aren't going to give for the 94.7. They're going to give the work for the Salvation Army.
Yes.
So we've been giving names of riders to the public. And if they like the profile of the rider, then they supported that rider.
Okay. According to the press release, it says that the Salvation Army is not asking people to take the money out of their pockets, but to speak to relatives, colleagues, friends, companies for donations, to host a charity dinner and charge a fee, to sell unwanted goods and add that to their target, to look for creative ways of fundraising. You know, that's what you're talking about.
Yeah, and there's a lot of people who would love to cycle, but they cannot for various reasons. Maybe a cyclist that got sick and he can't cycle this year. And we're saying, well, you don't have to ride the race to raise money. Mm. You can still do it.
Right.
So that's also an angle to come from.
And also the press release says it's about the heart of the rider. And I guess that's what, it, you know, you're riding in a race, but it's more than that. It's about what you want to achieve for other people, which is coming back to the whole point about the Salvation Army.
Yeah.
Tell us about some of the programs. You've got a lot of outreach programs for abused women and children. Tell us about some of those.
The Salvation Army, the programs that we have are diverse. There's children's homes. We've got eventide homes. We've got homes for abused women. We've got homes for victims of human trafficking. We've got one place of safety for such women. We've got a home in the Cape for rehabilitation of drug addiction victims and also alcoholics. We bring awareness to human trafficking. We're very big on that at the moment because that is just killing our country and our children and our people.
You must see some horrendous things, witness them yourself, or hear about them. I mean, so don't you go to bed some nights thinking there's no hope, or is there always hope?
There is always hope. Otherwise, we wouldn't be sitting here. To raise funds. There's always hope. There's always a light. Yes. And I just the other day chatted on another station as well. And you do get emotional and it does, you know, touch your heartstrings. But at the end of the day, you know, it's a starfish story. The one starfish that you've saved and thrown back into the ocean. It made a difference for that starfish. And so we do what we can, when we can, and how we can. And at the end of the day, you need to put your head down on the pillow and say, I've done what I could today.
Well, this is the point. I mean, it says, again, in the press release, it's great to win a race, but it's even more satisfying to know that your efforts have helped make the world a better place.
Yes.
And wouldn't it be just... Wouldn't it be superb if everybody could do that? If we could just wave this magic wand and say, just have a little bit of tolerance, a bit of understanding, a bit of compassion. Just, you know, we're short of that. All right, so now tell me, Taryn, you are racing with other riders. There are five others besides you. Tell us who they are.
So there's actually one of my friends, and I've grown up with him, and we cycle with him every other week, is Chris Wright. He is in one of the other corps, churches in Johannesburg.
Mm-hmm.
There's a friend of Keith as well, Adrian Stiletto, and he's brought in one of his friends, Peter Tyler. And then we also have Robin van Rienen and Duduzi Radebe. We haven't met each other, and we should actually probably have a coffee straight after the race and
compare times.
That's what we beat all them, the cyclists.
Tell me you want to beat them. Beat them. Hello, I'm the only woman cyclist.
No.
Of six of us. I'm going to thrash them.
Good.
I know. Tongue in cheek.
No, that's great. I think that's great because, you know, the guys are always better, aren't they? We think we're so hot, you know, we can do this better and that better.
I have to say that the guys always think they're better. Yeah. So to all the women cyclists out there, whenever you see a guy cyclist in front of you, pass him. Just pass him.
Good
and then pass the next one, and then pass the next one. Yeah, so there's six of us raising funds, and we've all got our different stories as to why we're doing it. And, yeah, he was hoping we finish the day and then get the funds through to the army so they can use it in a better way than we would in our day-to-day lives.
Okay, so this takes place on this particular Sunday, 15th of November.
Correct.
It's the Momentum 94.7 Cycle Challenge. Do you know how many cyclists there are altogether?
I want to say 20,000 to 25,000 or something like that. Yeah,
crazy.
Lots and lots.
Now there is an SMS line for donations in support of the Salvation Army cause, in support of their work. That SMS number, SMS 9, is 42290. 42290. SMS has cost R30. And you send an SMS to this number with the word of the ministry you want to support. For example, you would say children or abuse or itimbeni or one of those, whatever the cause is that you want to. So you SMS 42290 with that word, and the SMS has cost R30, and the majority of the R30 is received by the Salvation Army. So it's a great cause. Do you find generally people are supportive? Are they helpful? Are people interested? Do they care?
People give as they understand.
They give as they understand.
Yes, and let me explain.
Yes.
If when we tell them what we do and what we do with the money, and they can see what we do with the money, they don't mind giving. Mm. People have never. Stood to the side when it comes to the Salvation Army. They give because they trust us, and we thank them for that. And we hope we'll never break that trust in any way. So people are very generous. People are very generous, and we thank them.
Well, I hope that you raise a huge amount of money. I hope you hit all your targets. And I hope you have a fantastic race.
Thank you very much.
I just hope you beat the guys in that.
Oh, for sure. Looking forward to it.
And that you achieve whatever you want to achieve. Okay, so we've been talking to Major Karen Holmes. We've been talking as well to Taryn Barker, and she'll be riding the race. And thank you for your time.
Thank you.
And good luck to you, and I hope it all goes absolutely brilliantly on the day.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Playing the music you love today, this is Radio Today.